After hearing comments from nature lovers and off-roading advocates, Assemblywoman Debbie White noted that owner Spike Bicknell had been denied permission to rezone it on two previous occasions.
It's about time that this assembly have a backbone and allow a private property owner to develop their property and not give in to, I'm not even going to use the words.
Bicknell has also applied for a permit for a motocross park on the site. Opposition came from skeptical assembly members Lauren Jones and Jesse Keel, who said the current zoning would already allow a motocross park. Here's Jesse Keel.
I'm deeply confused at the idea of a motocross or a off-road bike track is the reason we need to rezone it, because the current zoning allows a permit for that on exactly the same terms as the new zone would. So that can't be it.
Deputy Mayor Jerry Nan Curvis said future plans for the property weren't the issue being discussed.
I don't know what Spike Bicknell is going to do with this property. I don't know what he's going to do. It's private property. There's a conditional use permit requirement. If he wants to do something with that, he's going to be back before the Planning Commission to discuss that and discuss the merits of that.
The 26 acres will now be zoned industrial, a move that the Planning Commission ruled in January is consistent with the city's long-term plan. An application for a motocross park remains incomplete and would have to go before the Planning Commission before moving forward. Landowner Spike Bicknell was present at the meeting but didn't speak. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.